what has gotten stuck in your kid's hair or maybe your hair? 608-321-1063. Yesterday at this time, I was sharing the story of my daughter freaking me out as I'm getting ready to leave for the show. And there she is standing on the stairs looking all disheveled because a toy ball that got stuck in her hair. It's one of those toy balls that has like all these little spiky things on it. And so I ended up calling my husband and had a funny conversation with him about it. Here's that moment. Good morning, honey. Did you know any of this was happening with our daughter?
Not in the least, but she did tell me about it this morning, and she showed me said ball, which was covered in her hair.
Oh, my gosh. She thinks it got stuck in her blanket, and then the way she sleeps and tossing and turning, it got stuck in her hair. But what a creepy moment to be brushing my teeth and then look at the stairs, and there she is staring at me like, Mommy, this ball got stuck in my hair last night, and I had to cut it out. What?
I don't think she cut it out.
You think she just pulled it out?
I think she pulled it out.
Okay. Whew.
I brushed her hair. She did have quite the snarl from the ball.
Well, what made me nervous is when I went to the kitchen, the junk drawer that has the scissors was wide open. So I thought she might have cut her own hair, but thank goodness. I really hope she didn't. I hope she was just able to get it out. But I felt like such a bad parent, but then I was kind of impressed and how strong she was to decide, well, let me get out of bed, let me pull this out of my head, and let me give it to Mommy in a very creepy way.
That's Stella for you.
That is. So you were able to brush out her hair, though? How long did that take?
No, it was a little extra snarly, but it brushed right out, and I didn't notice any hair missing, so.
Okay, good. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Back of her head, so she would have been cutting blindly, which was.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, good. Because a few weeks ago, there was a story that freaked me out where a little kid like Stella's age got a bunch of these bunchums stuck in her hair. 150 of these bunchums, and the mom actually spent days trying to get it out of her daughter's hair. So since then, I don't think bunchums are really sold. I know the kids played with them a bunch at daycare. I don't think we'll ever have bunchums in our household if this is what happens.
Are those teeny little rubber bands?
They're like teeny little spiky balls that you then bunch together to form a fun creation. Like you can put them together to try to make an alien or make a doggy or create a mess in your child's hair. So that's why they're never coming in our house. All right. Well, I hope you have a great day at work. Love you.
You too. Love you too.
Sierra, something got stuck in your kid's hair and the way you got it out totally shocked you. And you want to pass along that tip to us parents. Let's hear it.
My daughter just turned 13 now, but when she was 9, she got some goop for a birthday present and decided that she was going to sneak it to her bed and play with it at night and fell asleep with it. And woke up the next morning, and the whole jar of goop was in her hair.
No!
Oh, yes. And, like, that sticky slime goop.
Oh, my gosh.
And it took hours to get it out.
So you were patient enough to actually spend hours trying to get it out of your daughter's hair versus just cutting it out, but it was just too much of her hair would have been chopped off. Is that why?
Yes. My daughter has really long hair, and it was all matted up. Like to her scalp.
Oh
my
gosh.
So we had to use olive oil and pick it out with a little comb. It was horrible.
And thank goodness for Google, right? Because those moments that you just are frantic, you're wondering, wait a minute, like when my 3-year-old took Sharpie marker to our hardwood floor, I went to Google, learned to use a dry erase marker to go over the Sharpie marker, and then it wipes off. And it worked. It freaked me out. So olive oil worked for getting that goopy slime out of your daughter's hair, huh?
Yep. And the other thing that worked really well, because it was taking so long, I called my mom and I was like, this is the deal. What's cool? You know, what can I do to help? And her reply was use some WD-40 and spray it down with WD-40.
And your daughter's hair?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, man, it came out like magic.
Really? Did you guys put on like face masks or something so you weren't inhaling WD-40?
I have the one that has like the little tube on it. So it was very, exact point where I wanted it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but we sprayed it with WD-40, and she was freaking out. You're putting that in my hair. I'm like, yeah, well, you put this in your hair, so be quiet.
That's great. No more goop or slime allowed in my house.
No, they've asked for it, and I'm like, absolutely not.